Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a red alarm. Fire up the sirens and sound the alarm. It is another five-star commitment off the board. A bonus episode here on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. The number one player in the 2023 class, Arch Manning, the five-star quarterback from the state of Louisiana and of the infamous Manning family, has announced his commitment to the Texas Longhorns. We've got Horns 24/7 editor Mike Roach on the line to break it all down. Mike, how did this happen? How did Texas land the number one prospect in the 2023 class?
I think just time and relationships. That's been the big thing for them. And if you talk to Nelson Stewart, the head coach at Isidore Newman, he's kind of just said Steve Sarkisian and A.J. Milwee have worked tirelessly in this recruitment to build the relationship, to build the bonds with the family, to show Arch a path of development and a path forward for this program. And I think at first they were kind of counted out or looked at as maybe a dark horse, but they've emerged over the last year as a top school in that group. And, you know, they really brought it home in the home stretch with his visit last week, and absolutely massive get for Texas, especially coming off a 5-7 season, to now go forward in their 2023 class with the number one player in the country committed.
This is monumental for Steve Sarkisian. He's done this before. He's landed number one players in the country, and he's landed really talented quarterbacks, and obviously picked up Quinn Ewers from the portal this last cycle, the former five-star who ended up at Ohio State for his true freshman year. But this, I think, feels a little bit different. This feels like maybe that final piece that he's been looking for since he took over in Austin. And you touched on it previously, before Arch Manning took that official visit to Texas, that it was building towards this. It was a culmination. It was very methodical, just like Arch Manning was going through his process very deliberately. It appeared that Steve Sarkisian himself had also been lining up for that weekend. Just how much impact do you see this having, not only for the 2023 recruiting cycle, but I guess in a sense, the overall tenure of Steve Sarkisian and what he hopes to build before the Longhorns head on over to the SEC?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about acquiring the best talent. That's the game of recruiting. And, you know, I think getting Arch in, they've got a massive official visit weekend coming up with a lot of targets, especially offensive skill targets coming to campus, including guys like Jonte Cook and Jonah Wilson, two priority wide receiver targets on their board. Getting a quarterback now and being able to bring those guys in this weekend and say, okay, now we have the number one quarterback in the country. That's a massive, you know, weapon for them to use in that recruitment. And then, you know, you build from there. You know, the offensive line, do you want to come block for Arch? Go find a running back. Cedric Baxter is kind of their top target there. And even on defense, it's like, hey, we're going to put together something special. We think this could be a class that challenges for a top three, maybe number one spot. And, you know, do you want to come be a part of it?
You've seen Arch Manning a number of times. And before we get into, you know, kind of the deeper impact, and I know we'll talk about this on a future episode, but with that quarterback room there, with Quinn Ewers present and being obviously a factor as well, do you envision Arch Manning having some of that pull or some momentum heading into that eventual quarterback competition to potentially be a player that can contribute for Texas right away?
I mean, I think the goal would be to see, you know, what you can get out of Quinn Ewers, another former number one overall. And I think, you know, the goal would probably be to have two good years of Quinn playing quarterback, him move on to the NFL, and Arch be able to come in after a redshirt year and compete. I think that's probably the goal. I do think he has the talent. But, you know, the goal is to stack talent where you're not having to rely on true freshmen in those situations. And, you know, I think that's where Texas is right now with the quarterback room, and would love to, you know, be going forward.
The timing of it all was always going to be a thing that we looked at. How big is it that he's doing this to kick off the summer, as you mentioned, right, with some big official visits coming up, with a 4-week dead period? So now I think a lot of the questions will be no longer being pressed. I think everything's going to be very more clear and a bit more obvious in terms of what recruits are looking at and when they are discussing Texas as a possibility. The timing of it has to be a big bonus and kind of a cherry on top on this as well, right?
Well, you and I talked after his visit last week, and you kind of said, like, what would be the best timing? And I said, you know, kind of in the next couple of weeks would be the best timing if they could go into the meat of the summer, especially into the dead period where, you know, visits kind of stop and you're just talking to guys who aren't going to other campuses and say, hey, this is what we've got. This is what we've got coming. I do believe there are a couple of commitments being loaded up after this. And then you can really, you know, take aim and really start hunting that big game. The timing is perfect, I think, for Texas. And while we thought there was a chance he would maybe carry it into the fall, I think, you know, getting him now is a huge boost for them. And a recruiting class that was, I wouldn't say slowly coming together, but, you know, probably not as fast as some other classes in the country. And so now I kind of expect them to ramp some stuff up.
Horns 24/7 recruiting editor Mike Roach joined us here on the show. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. And you know, the long wait is over.
Yeah, it's been it's personally a relief for me. The trips back and forth to New Orleans, every time he's on campus trying to get information, and as guarded as the family was, you know, it was tough to get information all the time. So, you know, being able to kind of put that behind us and now look forward and see, you know, what's ahead for Texas, I think is huge. And, you know, I know the staff is very excited from their reactions on Twitter. They worked really hard for this from the moment Steve Sarkisian arrived in Austin. This has kind of been the goal in building to this.
Mike Roach, recruiting editor, Horns 24/7. For all the latest on Texas and Arch Manning, make sure you stay locked in to 247sports.com. For Mike and Lance Glenn, our producer, I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for listening to this bonus episode of the 247 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast as the Texas Longhorns and Steve Sarkisian land the number one player in the 2023 class. Arch Manning.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.